The one thing Ramana never quite gave up was the support of his mind. "Ah, you fear that without a mind you will die?" his master said patiently. Ramana adopted the same patience. He learned to go inward in samadhi to experience silence, and over the years this became home to him, a place free of the constant activity of the mind. On the day his master died, Ramana knelt by his bed and wept. "So you imagine that I'm leaving you," his master whispered. "Your mind still has you in its spell." He said this affectionately, not in reproof, and that consoled Ramana. An hour later, his master went into the deepest of all silences, Maha Samadhi. Ramana didn't know how long it took to remember all these things now that he too had died. He looked around. There was no one to greet him, no family, not even his master. For a second, a shiver of fear gripped him. Then it faded, and with it the power to think. Ramana didn't even get to think, "There goes my mind." He slipped effortlessly to where mind was no longer needed. If he noticed anything, it was the fading of the light. There was no whiteness around him anymore, but even that perception lasted for only an instant, because there was no darkness either. When his mind slipped away, it took light and dark with it, along with what was left of his five senses. Now he was enveloped in silence, which came as an indescribable relief. Like thieves in the night, whole worlds wanted to enter him and take something away. But all they could do was glance off him, ever so lightly, like feathers off a rock. He was impenetrable now, immutable, as solid as eternity. There was no universe and no God, no divine presence, no love. These things were real. He had taken a breath and experienced them all. Perhaps that single breath lasted 10,000 lifetimes, or it could have been the other way around. Perhaps 10,000 lifetimes had been one breath. He lingered like that in the womb of the timeless for a while. Then Ramana felt another breath, and it beckoned him back. He was stirring to life again, not because he wanted to live on earth, for that would have been a thought. The breath was its own reason. Something faint returned with it. God, love, a living presence. The feeling thrilled him. There was a split second when he could choose not to return. Eternal peace was just as possible as another lifetime. Only then did he realize that he was free at last. Human life could be his again, only now he also would have eternal peace, the two together. Ramana smiled to himself. If one can say that the cosmos smiles. The breathing grew louder. He relaxed and let it carry him downward back to earth. One breath, then another, always louder, until it became like the monsoons drifting down the mountain or the knocking of the gods. He couldn't see what family he would be born into, but Ramana knew his new purpose: to show these dreaming humans, whom he loved so much, how to wake up. This is Deepak Chopra. We hope you have enjoyed this production of Life After Death, The Burden of Proof, by Deepak Chopra. This program was produced and directed by Robert Kessler. Executive producer, Sherry Huber. Abridgment by Virginia Noonan. Text copyright 2006 by Deepak Chopra. Production copyright 2006, Random House Inc. All rights reserved.